sick of listening to your shit. Shut the fuck up.
If you're a heckler, shut up. If you're a hater, shut up. If you ain't holding the mic, then shut the fuck up. Fuck boy, shut up. Fake friends, shut up. If you ain't about growth, then shut the fuck up. Negrophobia, shut up. All lives matter, shut up. White man with a forked tongue, shut the fuck up. Victim blamer, shut up. Uncaring, shut up. If you're worthy to our benefit, shut the fuck up. Liar, liar, shut up. Wolf crier, shut up. When grown folks are talking young and shut the fuck up. You a traitor, shut up. Manipulator, shut up. Real friends, though the time to shut the fuck up. Wrong preacher, shut up. Wicked preacher, shut up. If you ain't got any answers, hey, shut the fuck up. Interrupter, shut up. Obstructor, shut up. If you ain't holding the peace pipe, shut the fuck up. Hey, hey, hey. 2021.
Hey, shut the fuck up.
That's what's up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
You cannot talk!
Grr. Welcome et bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lebanor. Yeah, Lebanor. Remember that name. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on December 8, 2024. Actually, Sunday, December 8, 2024. That's right. We're being reckless here. We're recording on the Sabbath. Today's episode is also rated F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Actually, you know what? Today's episode is rated R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. It's my way of saying there's two kinds of people need to be careful when listening to this podcast. So just to continue, shout out to before I start the show, I need to acknowledge the most important group of human beings in the world today, and that's you listeners. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out. Yes. And more importantly, shout out to you first time listeners. Now, there's a chance you may have clicked on this podcast by mistake, and for that, you're still welcome. You know, because there's another Shut Up Podcast out there. And mistakes can happen. So if you're a first-time listener, whether you clicked on this on purpose or not on purpose, shout out to y'all regardless. Welcome. Yay! Let's see if we can make some history. Okay. All right, quick reminder. Website is shutuppodcast.com and email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. In today's episode titled 227, Constant State of Aggravation, after my usual sharing of quotes and some randomness, I will be expressing my thoughts. Well, let me put it this way. I'm going to be expressing a thought that was inspired by the song by Michael Kiwanuka, Black Man in a White World. And I'm not going to say his name, but I'm just going to label it as the people who've been purposely misunderstanding, who've gone viral purposely misunderstanding what Kendrick Lamar meant when he said, "Don't let no comedian talk about no black woman. That's law." Yeah, let's just say it kind of like messed with my temper this week. But we'll get to that. All right. Like I said, let's start with some quotes. I got five of them this time. Okay. All right. So first one goes. Okay, this one is a TikTok clip. I'm going to let the content creator read it out herself.
"And I'll never risk the hill version of me for the fairy tale version of us."
Hello.
"And I will never risk the healed version of me for the failed
for the fairy tale version of us. That one's powerful because I'm like, wait, what's the difference? Okay, well, because the heel version of me is the version that's trying to be real. That actually existed. All right, okay. Fuck, I love this quote. Content creator's name is Missy Bree. All right, again, links are in the show notes. Second quote goes, let me just clean things up here. Second quote goes, stay close to anything that makes you glad you are alive. By Hafiz. Shout out to Talal Macy for blessing my timeline with this quote. Excuse me. Whew, something flew in my mouth. Yeah, man. Powerful quote. Trust me, you have no idea how much a difference that shit will make to your life. Yeah, you know what? I can speak on that, but that's for another episode. This one is more political. It goes or societal or whatever. We blame society, but we are society. That quote struck me twice. One, during after the election result of Kamala Harris, and or more how when people blame politicians for things that. How do I say this? They've enabled. Or use politicians. Situations where people have been using politicians as scapegoats. But you know what? That's, again, we blame society, but we are society. As in, take some responsibilities in some of the shit you hate. All right, okay. Next one goes, you know what? This is my favorite quote by Malcolm X, and it goes, we declare our rights on this earth to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring to existence by any means necessary. Malcolm X. Yes. Part of the reason why it's my favorite quote is I remember when I was getting enlightened about when I was going woke on my blackness. And the first poster I put up of Malcolm X had that quote under it. Okay, last quote. And it goes, and it's a James Baldwin quote. Oh, it's a famous one. You've likely heard it before. But it goes, but it will tie into my last thought. And it goes, to be a Negro in this country and to be relatively conscious, i.e. woke, is to be in the rage almost all the time. James Baldwin. Hey, you know, real quick, I think his birthday or death. Wait, James Baldwin. How are you going to be a pro-black podcast and not know his shit? Born August 2nd, 1924. Died December 1st, 1987. Holy shit, I was in seventh grade. Wow. 87. Where did my enlightenment start? I guess after 87. I guess. Yeah, 89. I think it started. Yeah, I told you how it started with. Started listening to hip hop. And then. Then I read Roots. From hip hop to Roots. And that should be a title for an episode. All right, okay. And that's it for. For quotes, now let's do some randomness, okay? All right, just to split things up, let me just put a little sound to split things up. Yeah. Look, I just need an excuse, all right? It's my goddamn podcast. I just need an excuse to play go in Transformers sound. Okay, all right. Now, I'm not going to play this whole clip, but I'm going to shout out this content creator. I'll give you his name for being an inspiration to all content creators. You know what? I want to send a shout out. All lives matter. I want to send a shout out to every content creator. Actually, yeah, every content creator who inspires others to just put your shit out there, right? And here's an example. Links will be in the show notes. There's actually two people. One's he's going to do an incoming.
People are probably going to think you're cringe. People are probably going to think you're a wannabe until it works.
Post your content.
You hear that?
Post it. What are you worried about? Your friends? Uh-huh. Oh my God, my friends are going to judge me. Oh my God, my friends don't support me. Who cares?
Who cares?
There are billions of people in the world and you worried about the 50 people from your hometown because you're not getting them 50 shares when there's billions of other shares in this world. Do y'all not understand that I'm a grown-ass man with a whole-ass mortgage? And I'm sitting up here yelling to y'all in a Christmas blanket? Because this is what it looked like, right? If you were to come down my stairs, I'm going to show y'all a POV of what this looked like right now.
All right, okay. You can watch it yourself but because it makes more sense. But content creator's name is Young Jeffy 95. Okay, it's spelled YNGJEFE_95. Yeah, so thank you. Oh, and the previous content creator is also was the previous content because this was a stitch, right? And so the previous content creator was also saying, hey, people go to the. It reminds me, their message. I should know this shit. This reminds me of when I was doing comedy, when I started out doing comedy, and I kept it low key. I didn't want my friends to know. I didn't want my friends to know. One. Two, I didn't want, you know, if I sucked, I didn't want their, you know, you were all right, you know, things like that. But I remember when I did well and felt good. It felt, oh, right. Word got out. I remember. Yes, because a coworker followed me to my first show. And of course, you know. They don't respect shit like, you know, hey, don't tell anyone. Okay, you know, whatever. Now, I'm not blaming them, but I'm just saying, I think if I did it again, I would. That's a lie. No, I couldn't escape. Sorry. What I was going to say is if I would do it again, I would keep it on the low. Yeah. Anyway, so many things I would have. No, I won't say I was going to do different. Speaking of. Pushing inspiration. Shout out to Dochi. Like, okay, I played one of her song a while back. And Dochi, the rapper. Dochi has a Tiny Desk performance out that came out this week. And I actually watched it before this show. And the energy I got from her performance is the same energy that I'm using for this episode. Grr! Grr. Look, again, going back to the quote where I said that stay close to anything that makes you glad to be alive. I'm thinking of my music teacher in grade 9. Not that he was a big inspirational thing, but I remember he said that, he goes, yo, if it wasn't for music. So I just had a second thought. Okay, he said, if it wasn't for music, I would want to be alive. And it's those words like echoed. I guess at the time I was young. You know what I mean? Like, don't want to be alive. That's a sin, sir. Anyways, you don't even in a Catholic school. You're talking about suicide. Anyway, yeah, but I still remember saying, thinking to myself, this is why I was laughing, chuckling, is because I still remember. I think grade 9 was my phase as an angry black kid started because I still remember being, yeah, well, cracker, you should thank us for music because it ain't your fucking people who invented that shit, sir. Anyways, yeah. So, where was I? Oh, yes. Smelling the roses. And on my journey to smelling the roses, taking the time to find things I enjoy, I'm going to pronounce that right. Deutsche's Tiny Desk performance is on the list. It's been a while since a rapper, yeah. Okay, I'm gonna say something about Kendrick Lamar, but but yeah, I haven't thought about Kendrick. I'm gonna get to that, but I just for the sake of things that I've done this week, I'm not gonna put this under smelling the roses, but wow, I was wowed. okay, look, there was a time where I was going through some. There was a time where I was going through some dark days. Okay. I've gotten into this habit. I was going through this dark days, and I was did consider ending it. Right? Ending it. Yes. Sorry. Yeah, I'm talking about. And since those days, that's why I'm doing, it's important for me to do like spelling the roses or doing shit like acknowledging that had I ended it, then I wouldn't have discovered X. You know, I think I remember there was a time where I was convinced that I had seen everything that needed to be seen, heard everything that needed to be heard. There was nothing was going to surprise me in this life anymore. That's how it was. I was like in this dark era, like fuck, life suck. And now I'm just starting to recognize the flowers that I still haven't smelled yet. Anyway, so okay, this ain't a flower. It's not a flower, but it's more. I think I'm gonna create a segment called "Dick Riding ChatGPT," Dick Riding AI. Or Johnny Five, or whatever, right? I recently used ChatGPT to write a shell script. And helped me troubleshoot my Tomcat server installation. So I was, there's something I did at work. Actually, I'll get more specific. It's at work, I had asked four people on my team to do something for me. And he did it, and it was part of a learning exercise too. But when I got home, I'm like, wait a minute. I could write I could do this in a script. And then I'm like, wait a minute. I wonder if I could get ChatGPT to write the script for me. And boom, it wrote the script. I can't wait to show up to work on Monday and be like, hey, look, click. we need to shut down these machines. Sorry, I'm thinking about how after ChatGPT generated the script and did this troubleshooting, I'm like, oh, I actually told her. I said, okay, it looks like you're stealing my job. And this nigga responds with, I understand your concern, but you got to look at it more as you people are useless. No, he didn't say that. He said, this motherfucker reassured me. He said, look, you got to look at it more like if we're taking care of the mundane, you can focus on, like, for example, right? If I had a producer for this podcast, I could focus more on the I could focus more on the show than whether the volume is proper, whether I'm too close, you know, all these other things. And essentially ChatGPT is like, no, we're just a tool, man. You focus on the creative shit. I focus on the mundane. But still, part of me showing this script to my colleagues is to make motherfuckers realize what I've been saying. It's like, oh, wow, we're going to be replaced by these machines. Kill Johnny Five. You kids have no idea who Johnny Five is, do you? All right, okay. Okay. Yes. Oh, yeah, and last thing about, I think of calling this segment Dick Riding ChatGPT. I think I should be more exclusive because it's ChatGPT. OpenAI is genderless. Maybe I should say eating ass, ChatGPT's ass, something like that. I don't know. I'm just looking for a more gender-inclusive term. Yeah. Gender-inclusive term. The voices in my head were like, oh, so you go woke, nigga? You mean woke? And I responded with, well, that's how we do on Shut Up Podcast. Yes, it's a woke podcast. That's part of what I mean when I say, if you want to be down with why, you then fuck you too. Why you don't like wokeness? Okay. What else do I got? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Real quick, because this used to be news and random thoughts, and I've been neglected on doing some news because, you know, I focus on what I focus. But out of all the headlines that have struck me this week, the one that got my attention is that CEO. That United Healthcare CEO who was recently gunned down, cold-blooded, in broad daylight. Actually, it was in the morning, but in public, in front of a camera. And I wanted to express some thoughts to this guy, to the CEO. And now I'm not going to ask for a moment of silence, but I am going to express a thought. and it goes, "Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the obsolete. Hard to creep to them Brooklyn streets, or to the OT streets. It's on, nigga. Fuck all that bickering beef. I can hear sweat trickling down your cheek. Your heartbeat sounds like Sasquatch feet thundering, shaking the concrete. Then the shit stopped when I fall the plot. Neighbors call the cops because they heard mad shot. Brah, 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 brah." Come on, dude. Take it seriously. "Saw me in the drop. 3 1/4 slaughter. Electrical tape around your daughter. Old school, new school, need to learn though. I burn, baby, burn like disco inferno. Burn slow like blunts and yay, yo. More skins than Idaho potatoes. Niggas though, the lyrical molesting is taking place. Fucking whip B black, it ain't safe. I make a skin chafe. Rashes on the asses, bumps and cruises. Blunts and Land Cruisers. Lebanon smash fools, bash fools. Niggas mad cause they know the cash rules. Everything around me, 2 Glock 9. Any motherfuckers whispering about I'm and I'm OT's finest. You rewind this. Lebanon's behind this." As we approach, yo, all I'm gonna say is, man, fuck these people out there expecting the rest of us to show sympathy to this guy. Fuck that. Fuck that. Look, I think my perspective, my worldview changed when I realized there was no heaven and hell. And as far as I'm concerned, yo, this dude, he won. He won the game of life. He died rich. He was a CEO. Look, homie made a living not giving a fuck about humanity. Homie made a living saying, yo, fuck them other niggas because I'm down. I got to need to focus on myself. And now I got to give, and now you expect the rest of us to give him sympathy in the after? Man, fuck that. Fuck. Look, I've heard of people. I know people who've, like, bent backwards for others, sacrificed their lives. Like, here's hoping, you are blessed to know there are someone's in your life that you're like, yo, they're kind-hearted. The good die young. You know people like that, and they deserve a parking lot filled with people. They deserve the tears. They deserve, like, oh, man. But the motherfuckers who've gone through life, okay, I was, like I said, I grew up Christian. So the concept of service was like a core tenet. We believed in that shit. And I remember when I, you know, started working and realizing that, wait, what the fuck? Like, I was working with people where, oh, you believe in service? You're a sucker. Like, in their mind is the only human being important in this life is myself. Everyone can suck a, eat a dick. Like, they don't give a fuck about other, like, it's the, yeah, I'm heartbroken that people get by through life or people don't feel a sense of responsibility towards humanity. It's like, yo, I'm playing this capitalistic game to win. And I'm saying, good for you. But the one thing you are not going to get from me is my respect or sympathy. Moncrief, look, fuck that, man. Brother, praise a slave owner. Oh, man, that's the society we live in. Anyway, yeah. I'm not mad at the jokes being made at this guy's expense. Like I said, he died rich. Good for him. All right. Right. So I was talking about Dochi, and I think I should have linked it to okay, I put the wrong link there. Okay, look. Okay, this is what happened. So this is one thing I will never admit only outside of this podcast. And just to give you a sense what I do on this podcast. I tend to reveal shit on this podcast that I might regret later. That's how I do. It's just me being real. I say shit that I don't say in real life. Most people, because I expect the confusion. I expect the dismissal. I expect the, so it's, anyways, this is a long ass setup just to say that I had no idea. No, it's not true. It's not that I had no idea. I remember hearing about it, right? But, you know the album by Kendrick Lamar? Okay, and now I want you to calm down because I'm about, you guys are going to jump on my throat. Like, I wouldn't say this shit in the barbershop because you guys are about to jump on my throat. But Kendrick Lamar's, shit, I blanked out the name of his album. It's called the Good Kid, Mad City album. I think it was the first album. I remember when it came out, everyone was raving about it. And I was like, well, Money Trees is good. You know, I didn't want to be the one guy who was like, I don't know, what's the big deal with this guy? He's all right. But no, I ended up enjoying the album. But what I didn't know is how it's a movie. it's a little, it's kind of like Jay-Z's American Gangster album. This, the only thing this album is missing is an actual movie. Like the song, every song is like a scene or a part of a story that should be in a movie. And the overall theme to the movie, to the story, is growth. How he starts one way, like an arc. Where's my arc, Polly? I'm imitating Christopher Moltisanti. And yeah, look. Shout out to you, Kendrick fans who are fully aware. Shout out to y'all shout out to anyone who pays attention to lyrics. But shout out to Kendrick fans. But more importantly, and this is the shameful part about it. Shout out to the white kid on YouTube who had to explain this shit. Look, I was just minding my own business. Hey, let me find out the name of the video I was watching. I was minding my own business looking for porn on the internet. On YouTube, I'm kidding, and because the, oh shit, what is that? Okay, I'm going to save that for, you know, goddamn YouTube. YouTube keeps putting things that, nope, I don't want to see this now. Hold on a second. Nope, hold on a second. I don't want to see this now. Or that now. Save, watch later. Sorry, goddamn YouTube, man. I'm trying to be productive. All right, so the video is called, hold on a second. I'm a black man living in a white world. Oh, there we go. Okay, it goes, Good Kid, Mad City, The Whole Story. And the content creator's name is Cholito. And, yeah, homie just breaks down how every song is a different scene. I'm like, oh, wow. So that kind of context makes the album just more enjoyable. Now, in my defense, I'm racist. How did I not know? And that's the part I wouldn't admit is I think it's been a while. I'm slowly growing and realizing the more I'm learning about Kendrick, the more I'm realizing that, oh, he's the chosen one. He's different from a lot of these new rappers. It's been a while since a rapper has come out and realized that, yo, no, you need to pay attention to these lyrics. It's deeper than that. The last time it was, yeah, Tupac was like that. Well, Tupac is different, but I'm going to say more X-Clan. X-Clan had lyrics that, yo, I had to read Egyptology. I had to read all kinds of concept. Like, I actually met one of the members from X-Clan, the one Paradise. They nicknamed Dice. And he said Dune had some influence in their music. Like, there's a lot of concepts in there. And, you know, and I enjoy that shit. I didn't realize Kendrick was on that same lane. You know what? And this is where the racism comes in. It must be because he's a West Coast rapper. Because I thought all the deep profile rappers came from the East Coast. Yeah, I know. I'm sure there's a lot of concept that went over my head. I think bottom line is, yes, I... Look, I'm just going to take this L, all right? I fucked up, all right? Fucked up. I was not aware, but now I'm aware, and we can move on. Stop dissing me. All right, but yeah, no, but... I got to say shout out to those of you who pay attention to lyrics, including you white kids. I'm laughing because I still remember the day when hip-hop was... when hip-hop was black people. Look, if I go back to my younger self and tell them that in the future, white people will be breaking down lyrics for you in hip-hop, I'll be like, fuck that. Kill me now. You're going to have to go on a website. I mean, okay. I still remember, was it right? No. I remember when there was a book on breakdance that I picked up from the library. And in the back, all the slangs were explained. I'm a Canadian kid, man. So I'm like, okay, fresh. Was the word deaf in there? I don't know, but the kicks. Oh, kicks means sneakers. I tickle myself. Je rigole. All right, okay. Yeah, anyways, link will be in the show notes. Let me fix that right now. Just links will be in the show notes for you to check out. Let me just grab this link. Sorry, I'm just imitating Dochi again. Hold on. Okay. You know what's funny? It's not funny, but you know, both Kendrick and Dochi. Made me realize that. Okay, so again, those of you who don't know, I'm a former Christian, and I make a big deal about the fact that I'm an ex-Christian. Man, fuck Christianity, and then like that. But I do acknowledge that it's my experience, and then some people just had better experience with Christianity than I have, so I make space for that. But I realize that everyone's I still get angry when people say I'm a Christian, and part of me just wants to go, man, fuck that, whatever. The one time I notice I don't get defensive, or I don't get triggered, or I don't get angry when I find out someone is Christian, is musicians. Like, there was a part where in Deutsch's Tiny Desk presentation where she says praise break, and then they were doing the praise break, and it's like that's how you would do in church, and seeing that reminded me of how something I admire in the church is how the performers, they'll tell you, I'm not performing, I'm praising the Lord. It's like, yeah, whatever. Sure, to us mere mortals, you're giving us energy. Like, they go on stage with the responsibility of, yo, it's not about my ego, it's about this audience. Like choir members, they all know, like, someone, the person who hears you needs to be different from before they heard you. They need to be different after they hear, they need to be a different person. Like, there's like an energy in there. Like, they're on stage with a sense of responsibility. And I can tell Deutsche, Kendrick, like, they have that energy, like, in their music. It's like, only you like being famous. It's like, no, I mean, yeah, sure, I like the money, I like the cash, I like the fame, whatever. But there's a sense of responsibility in you, and I get that sense. Yeah. And all my favorite performers are the ones that they go on stage and they're like, yo, I'm giving something back. Food for thought. You do the dishes. All right. Okay, last thought, and I'm going to keep this one brief, even though I can make a whole podcast, whole last thought about it, is someone on Reddit just... Okay, on Reddit, I subscribe to this to a subreddit called Gen X, and post goes, Cali Fun Couple. Anyways, the post goes, the title goes, I just died inside. We are all old people. And the post goes, and he reads, goes up, and they write, I almost posted something on our Ask Old People, thinking I would get a bunch of wizened old Gandalf-looking folks in their 70s and up offering sage advice and wisdom. Then I read the fine print on the sub-rules. Please only respond directly to posts if you were born before 1980. You, me, 49, I'm also 49, and all of us Gen X here are now officially old people and can offer wise advice, offer wise old people advice. Yeah, I guess maybe this is what this podcast can be. Maybe I should call it, you know, hey, you want to listen to an old man ramble? Look, it's just 49. I'm turning 50. Like I mentioned, I'm going on a cruise, but it's taking a toll on me. And I still, I'm still struggling to make peace with the fact that I'm turning 50. Sure, the other option is to not turn 50, you know, it's bittersweet. On one end, I'm like, fuck, I don't want to be 50. On the other end is, I don't want to die. Doja might have a new album. Kendrick is still touring. Maybe this podcast might be the, anyways, shout out to everyone born in 75. I'm just going to say that. 75. Before 80? Nah, fuck that. I mean, no, 75. Turning 50. Because I think it's, especially if you're single. But yeah. All right. This concludes the segment of randomness where I shared some randomness with you all. And random thoughts, that's what I'm trying to say. But now let's get to what you actually paid for, the last thought. So after the break, let's talk about what I came here to talk about. All right, let's do this. Grr. Yeah, you guys don't know what I'm talking about, hey? Hold on a second, let me... my Canadian accent came out. Tiny desk. Oh, man.
All right, Tiny Desk. I want to introduce you. The one-time Grammy nominated actress of the game. The one, the only.
Come on. Okay, I'll stop. Hoorah! Okay. Yo, the fucking band. Yo, dick riding. Yeah, I'm dick riding. Yeah, it's not just, okay, so on Instagram, she lists out everyone. Okay, all the musicians. Dorchie's the vocals. Tyler Victoria on guitar. D. Simmons on drums. Tatiana Tate, a trumpeter. Good for an arrangement. Hammond. It's an English thing. Hammondall. Sorry. On keyboards, DJ Miss Ellen, vocals, Brené, background vocals, Imani, background vocals, Keisha Potter on the saxophone, Zuri Appleby on the basses, Slim Wave, musical direction. Look. You have to see the performance because it's not just Deutsche. It's also her band, the smile on her face. It's like I'm watching these black girls. I'm looking at these black girls. I'm like, I hope they're good friends. They look like they. It's just I can't explain it. Yeah, it's you know what? Yeah, it's that warm feeling that I had when I went to a gospel concert. Yes. Yes, I might talk shit about the church, but yes, I still love the gospel concert. And they're performing, they're smiling, they're enjoying. Not like rappers that are like, me mugging all this shit, you know. I got money, me mugging, you know, whatever. So that was, I just copied a joke from the Boondocks. And Granddad's like, why the fuck is he so angry with all these girls and money around him? Anyway, okay. Okay, let's go to final thoughts. I'm delaying here. Okay. Real quick. Today's thought was inspired, like I said, Michael Kiwanuka, the song Black Man in a White World. The title is from something that Sister Soulja, the title of today's episode, something Sister Soulja said. It goes, what is America's beef with the black man? It's the way that you talk. It's the way that you walk. It's the other way around. It's the way that you walk. It's the way that you talk. Every brother and sister has got to be a soldier in a war against the black man. They want to keep your mind in a constant state of aggravation. And cherry on top, I'm still reading. I'm still going through the book by Asada Shakur and her autobiography. And I thought I was radicalized before. Yeah, I'm radicalized. Nah, I'm sorry. Shit, I just put myself on the list. I say radical, but it's reading her book makes me appreciate, reminds me that, yeah, man, these losers on the internet talking shit. It's like, you're not a revolutionary because you're arguing on the internet. But yes, okay. Okay, this is what happened. Here's what happened. This week, I constant state of aggravation. I realized that I was reminded again how a guy like me needs to budget my anger. During 2020, I remember, man, it was constant police shooting. All the racism was just left and right. Like, it was... and then social media was not helping. But I remember telling myself, B, a guy like you, a sensitive dude like you, needs to budget his rage. You can't allow everything to mess with you. I mean, it's going to mess with you, but, you know, you got to learn to, like, turn shit off. Like, get off your phone, stop listening to the wrong people. No, get all the wrong people out of your life. And this is what happened, is... my timeline has been cluttered with clips of Andrew Schultz responding. Andrew Schultz and people. I forget the Indian guy. You know, I'm not going to be that racist guy. Okay, what's the name of the... name of the Indian comedian on the Flagrant podcast? Because he's also a name unto himself. Okay, Akash Singh. Yeah. Anyways, yeah, so I'm not going to look up the other two names, but he had the Indian guy, he had a white guy, and he had the Negro. And people sharing clip of Andrew Schultz responding to what Kendrick's don't let a white comedian talk about no black woman, that's law. Is that the actual line? Don't let no white comedian talk about no black woman, that's law. And of course, Andrew Schultz didn't respond with, like, you know what? He's got a point. I owe you Negroes a response. No, you know what he did? He gave what his audience wanted to. He gave what they wanted to receive, man. And I think what bothers me is I'm trying to budget my rage. And all my favorite content creator are like, yo, let's play this clip one more time and then talk about it. I'm not mad. Okay, I gotta acknowledge that. I'm not disrespecting them. I'm not speaking against them sharing the content. I'm just saying the feed for me, I'm the one who was like, I feel like my if my rage was like, you know when you're driving your car and when you're in the red zone? I'm super fly TNT, motherfucker. Anyways, yeah, it's like I'm constantly in the red. I was constantly in the red. Every time that video would show up, it was constantly in the red. And it was just like, so I'm like, no, I don't want to hear about it. Fuck him. There's nothing good. It's because, A, he's like Trump. He's not going to change. He has no reason to change. Two, his audience love this shit, love this white boy trolling black folks and black people responding to him, even if they hate him. But his audience love their facts. That he's trolling black people. And the thing, I think that part of the, what bothers me is part of what makes him effective is the fact that, is the word proximity? Is the fact that he's a white boy on the inside. And the only reason his jokes can be effective is because he's on the inside. Is because we're giving it thoughts. It's the it's like white people are like, oh, I'm busting a nut to look at these angry black people. I mean, I always thought white people didn't like to see us angry. You know, it's like, okay, this is it. The revolution's about to start. But anyways, it's because he's like a Gary Owens. Gary, is that his name? Whatever. I labeled him Andrew Schultz. He's like the Vanilla Ice of black comedy, meaning he sucks at it. The rest of us don't respect it, but the lame white folks and black people, lame black people are like, yeah, all right, this is real hip. All right, thank you, Elvis. So yes, Schultz, I can respect when a comedian finds their lane, right? Schultz makes comedy that, yo, white people are against wokeness or whatever, or anything black, or seeing black people who are against seeing a smile on black people's face. He like, dude, perform in Alabama. But it wouldn't be enough because then he'd be like, he doesn't want to make that, what's the name of that comic who was on Dave Chappelle? Oh, shit. Sorry, my board's acting up again. I think I need that. Yeah, my board's being held up by duct tape. What's the name of that movie, Dave Chappelle? If I'm struggling to make a point, it's because I'm struggling to make a point. It's, shit, I'm trying to remember of Dave Chappelle's homeboy. No, not Neil. Okay, the guy on Half Baked. great movie, I will not deny. Okay, Jim Brewer. So, Schultz's audience is Jim Brewer's audience. But he knows ain't enough money in there. I need to make the kind of content that'll make white people or black people go share this shit. Share it. Like, his audience need to see, oh, there are angry black people too. Oh my God. First Trump, now this shit. Oh my God. Yeah. So that's his audience. And it's been pissing me off. Unless we are having a, you know, we're gathering pitchfork and we like dealing with this quote unquote white boy. No, this is like his lane. He has no reasons to be educated. Okay, look. Okay. Let me just read what I wrote down. Okay. His audience enjoy how he's in a position to troll black people. I hate the fact that this clip of him defending himself, quote unquote, yeah, defending himself, so-called defending himself against, is going viral. I hate the fact that it's going viral the same way some of you hate when something stupid goes viral. like JL Covan is a big proponent. He hates when shitty comedy goes viral. You should hear something, again, he talks about this on his podcast, right? When bad cooking shows go viral, or when your sex tape goes viral. Like, I'm that pissed off. But I realize, I know that everything that I'm feeling, that I'm expressing, says way more about me than the actual situation. Because Schultz is going to do what he, like, he found his lane. Every comedian, a destiner's key, a drug dealer's destiny is reaching a key. Well, this is Schultz reaching a key in his career. It's like, yes, I'm changing. My audience doesn't want me to apologize. Are you kidding me? I'm going to lose it. That dude's not changing. This is his alley. And I'm angry at his alley, at his lane. And I'm realizing that, bottom line, I'm angry that I'm too angry to figure out a joke about this shit, to turn this into a punchline. Maybe I'm just gonna talk it through. I'm hoping by talking it through at some point, I'm gonna calm down and find a clever punchline to this whole shit. Well, I mean, not for his audience, but for our own people. Like, one thing, I still remember the days of Daily Show They're still like that, is he would go through something fucked up, but they would know how to turn it into a joke. Respond with a joke. I mean, no, don't get me wrong. No, I kind of want him, you know, to be, to go out like the CEO. Like, he ain't getting no sympathy. But the next best thing, again, focusing on the things I can't control. Need to find a joke about this shit. But I realized I was in the red. It hit me. I was in the red because, like I said, all my favorite content creator were talking about it. And every, you know, some people just had, all of them had something insightful to say, but it didn't change the fact that every time I heard this asshole's voice purposely misrepresenting Kendrick's intention, it reminded me of every time, like, this episode was, I nearly titled it Black Man in a White Man's, in a Black Man, oh my God, I'm a Black Man in a White Man's World, or the White Man's World. And part of us being in the White Man's World is being in this constant state of aggravation, which I think is not a bug, is a feature. It's part of the program. It's intentional. Like, we're constantly, all we're saying is we want to be treated like human beings. And on our journey to be treated like human beings, we've had to fucking get searched and frisked by white people constantly. Oh, why do you hate black? Why do you hate white people? What's wrong with us? Like, we're constantly pro-black. Oh, so you're anti-white. And we are fucking have to put in energy to explain, no, this is what we're about, blah, 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 to people who don't give a fuck. Oh, Black Lives Matter? All lives matter. Black is beautiful? Oh, everything is beautiful. All we want, the only thing, like J. Cole said, all we want to break these chains. It's a simple thing. We want the respect that we lost when we got dumped on these slave ships. And then we got to deal with these fucking white boys. It's like we got to answer to this dude. Because there's a lot of content creator who like putting a lot of thought. It's like, it's as if that, oh, they just don't understand. It was just so frustrating me. It's on the energy we waste explaining ourselves to white people. Like we owe them an explanation. They owe us an explanation. It's this cycle that drives me nuts constantly. No, I'm not being racist. No, I'm not being anti-white. No, I don't hate white people. You know, it's part of the reason why I start this podcast purposely with fuck whitey. It's my way. I grew up with white people, and I've constantly had to, like, I've constantly gone through life factoring, coddling these people. Like, I grew up with this notion that, okay, your purpose on this life, in this earth, is to be a magical Negro, is to be at their service. You're like the background character for these white folks. Constantly. Like, I repressed the idea because, you know, I don't want to make your white people uncomfortable. Repressed the, like, I'm starting to question the possibility that the worst thing to happen to black people, not sickle cell, it's fucking white people. It's the fucking Europeans. Like, the greatest accomplishments by a black person. Anyways, okay, I'm going on. I'm noticing the time here. It's just so frustrating. Like Sister Soldier pointed out, man, they want to keep your mind a constant state of aggravation because Big Sis. Oh yeah, I'm reading. I was at the chapter of Asada's autobiography where she talks about how I'm at the chapter. Well, I finished the chapter where breakfast program for children and things like that, and the FBI was on their ass. Tapping their phone. There was a time she was practicing public speaking in a recorder. She was just practicing. Phone rings. And the person on the other end says, hey, stop recording on your recorder. Click. Because they want to freak her out. Because they know no one's going to believe her. Someone did this to my phone. Constant state of aggravation fucking with us. You know what I mean? Holler if you hear me. God damn it. Email address, shutuppodcast, 411 at gmail.com. Holler if you hear me. Someone's got to understand. Anyways, look, needless to say, this is a conversation I'm having with my therapist. Because I've been constantly on 100. It's easy for me to get to 100. So what I've been doing is just getting rid of anyone who, like, takes pleasure at doing that shit. Like, there's a lot of people in your life you don't deserve to be your friend. You don't. There's people who are not people are not entitled to your friendship, to your company. Some of us just need to be selective. Schultz is on that category of white folks who should not be in our circle. But it's going to be black people who go to draft. You know, the black people who enjoy Schultz comedy are equivalent to the Latinos who voted for Trump because they didn't want to be considered like them. Like those other Latinos. No, I'm one of the good ones. I'm one of the good black people. I could take a joke. Call me nigga. One more time. I could take a joke, white man. I could. Drives me nuts. And last point. I realized I was in the red when I was listening to, because I realized this is the real reason why I made this last thought is, I'm gonna put this in words. I should haven't figured out how, but just consider this the brainstorm of an email I plan on sending to the good folks at Three Guys On Podcast, and it's just to say, because here's what happened is I was in their chat, and they brought up that clip by Andrew Schultz, and it's sometimes, you know, and there's three comedians I was on, three. Am I missing someone? Anyways, Andy, Randolph. I think Brother Mark, four comedians, sorry. Oh my God, learn how to count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. And they were breaking down, like they were doing what I appreciated, but I remember I was in the red zone. And again, his voice, hearing him. Oh, and then the Indian dude jumping in. Cause he jumped in with his thought, Akash Singh. Oh, you know, and I think it just, I clicked off the I couldn't handle it. Again, I was in the red zone. I'm not saying they shouldn't have done it. I'm just saying I needed to calm down. I'm gonna re-listen to the episode. I couldn't partake in the chat. Shout out to the people in the chat, by the way, who were like, man, fuck that white boy. They didn't use those words, but it was along the line of, man, fuck that white boy. We all agree. We're all on the same page. I'm just saying, I just couldn't hear this white dude doing white people shit. And his feedback is equivalent to, if you haven't seen The Sopranos, it's kind of mandatory, whatever. Chris Moltisanti reciting rap music. my bitch, my hoe. Yeah, that's, it's, Schultz was impersonating, was saying like, well, fuck, respect black women. Well, fuck. It's not like hip hop is like respecting women. What the just the bullshit. It's the All Lives Matter response to a specific statement. You know, it's a reminder of how since the slave ship, white people haven't had to like to take our tears, our pain seriously. Remember, they were slave owners. I don't give a fuck about what bothers you. I own you. Like, that tradition hasn't changed. I still think about how white people entertain themselves with lynching. I'm careful of my white comedians. If you're gonna make a black joke, shit better be funny. And if it ain't funny, take the goddamn L. Workshop that shit. No, you're not entitled to my laughter. Your joke was whack. Or your joke only made the white side of the room laugh. And if that's good enough for you, then fuck. But don't bullshit me like, oh, it's a joke. Fucking these niggas can't take a joke. It's just a lynching. What the fuck? It's a joke. It's a prank. It's a prank. Look. He's swinging. Anyways, whatever. I feel better. I feel a little better. It's a little warm here. So the heater's on and whatever. Anyways. Grrr. This concludes today's episode. Oh, like always, you know, check out the show notes. But in the show notes, I have other links worth checking out. It's things I could have talked about on the podcast, but instead I just, you know, put the link in there for you to watch. Yeah, especially the pro-black cat one. That's my favorite. It made me laugh. Again, website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Bouge bleu, motherfucker! I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario, Télé-Québec, and black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? Think about it. This episode was rated F for Fuck Whitey. Excuse me. This episode was rated both R and F. F for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. Peace.